When Lourdes León arrived in Butler County, Ohio, 10 years ago, there were few Latinos. She had come originally from Jalisco, Mexico, and spent time in Chicago and became an American citizen. Lourdes León thought that Butler County would be the perfect place to build a life with her family.
When I moved to Cincinnati area, which is Butler County, I discovered that we don't have anything authentic, any tacos, anything authentic like the way we had it in Chicago. That's when it came to my mind to get a taqueria and a bakery, and that's what I was trying to do, just live the American dream.
Back then, there was so little diversity in Butler County that barely anyone knew what a taqueria was. Over time, Lourdes León became a role model for other Latinos who came to ask for help with everything from finding a dentist to English classes, and her business grew, including a brand new restaurant in downtown Cincinnati. Recently, though, she's noticed a drop-off in spending.
I was talking to some other business owners around the area. We all agree that the Arizona law somehow is affecting our businesses. And people from other countries, they maybe think they're going to implement the law is the same as in Arizona. And what they're thinking is, I'm going to save money.
15 other states are currently considering enforcement laws like Arizona's. Ohio has become another battleground in the immigration debate. After the state canceled the vehicle registrations of undocumented immigrants last year, immigration advocates say that Latinos are being pulled over in cases of racial profiling. One social worker says he saw police ask an immigrant for his driver's license while the man was in the laundromat, not even driving.
Legal immigration has been thrown into the trash.
People trace this back to January 2005, when Richard Jones took over as Butler County Sheriff. In those years, the Latino population in Butler County had nearly doubled, at a time when the county was losing many of its long-standing factory jobs. Jones started his term with a strong anti-illegal immigration stance. He sent bills to the U.S. and Mexican governments for the cost of housing undocumented immigrants in his county jail and enrolled his department in Immigration and Customs Enforcement's 287G program, which allows officers to check immigration status. Jones quickly became a national media sensation. He appears frequently on Fox News and is comfortable giving interviews.
If you're coming here through this country and you come here legally, then you see people that are coming here illegally. They get the same or more benefits than what you do. And so what's the advantage of you coming here legally? The whole system's in disarray.
Last week, Jones returned from his second fact-finding trip to the border in Arizona. Currently, he's working to get an Arizona-like law on the books in Ohio, even though Ohio Governor Ted Strickland has promised a veto. Yet when Jones isn't talking about illegal aliens committing violent crimes and welfare fraud, he almost sounds sympathetic, describing what life is like for them.
The sad thing is, this is not the American dream, having to live in hiding and having five and six families in one household, having someone drive you to work, and you get out and you're indebted to the person that drives you to work, or you have to pay them, and you work 16, 17 hours a day, you get injured on the job, you just get fired, they tell you you can't tell anybody, or we'll have you deported.
In a study last year of attitudes towards immigration, University of Cincinnati sociology professor Jeff Timberlake found that Ohioans who thought immigration was a big problem were likely to feel particularly negative towards Latino immigrants, even though they may never have met a Latino.
Huge swaths of Ohio have almost no new immigrants to them, but yet people still have opinions about immigrants. And so the implication, of course, then is that based on kind of national debates about and stories about immigration and its effects, that can have far-reaching implications even in places that don't have very many of those immigrants.
Butler County immigration advocate and Miami University Spanish professor Shelley Bromberg says that a conversation with a friend at work showed her that misinformation about immigrants can go two ways.
She asked me, well, why don't they learn English? And my initial reaction is always to say, well, you know, they work 6 to 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. But I stopped myself and I said, well, why is that important to you? And she said, because I want to communicate with them. That was the first time I realized I needed to listen more to people's questions, not just assume that the question had the same origin that I'd always assumed it had, which was intolerance or, you know, racism. And that especially when it comes to the immigration debate, it's become so contentious and so polarized that we've lost that middle, you know, that civility to really explore each other's questions.
For Lourdes León, the idea of dialogue with those she disagrees with is appealing, although she isn't very optimistic about the outcome.
If we don't talk, see if we can get, you know, a best solution for the community itself. If we don't do that, I mean, it's going to keep this going forever.
In Butler County, Ohio, this is Lija Navarro for Latino USA.